Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 93. Showers and thunderstorms continue overnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Showers and thunderstorms still likely on Saturday, cloudy with our high of 81, and more rain continues into Saturday night with a low of 61. A slight chance for some rain early Sunday morning, then sunny with a high of 88, and clear Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 68 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the one-year anniversary of the reversal of Roe v. Wade at the federal level and the ongoing debate across the nation and here in the state of Kansas regarding abortion rights, many abortion activists say that while individuals have come into the state of Kansas to get those services, it's put a strain on those here in the state that are looking for those same services as well.
What that really means, though, too, is that these abortion bans in other states in the region are actually creating difficulties for Kansas patients to have local access to these services in their own communities, and they're having to travel out of state to get timely appointments as well.
That was Zach Gingrich Gaylord, the communications director for Trust Women on KWCH News. According to the latest reports here in the state of Kansas, the abortion services have doubled with out-of-state residents coming into the state since the reversal of Roe v. Wade, with 2022 having more than 8,475 individuals coming into the state for these services, compared to 2021 numbers of 2,912 total abortions from out-of-state.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today only for Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty Eck Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Offers expire Monday.
The Kansas Highway Patrol has announced that they are working on bringing in new equipment and technology across the state of Kansas, not only to enforce going into the 4th of July celebrations, but also to try and keep drugs off the street.
There are more drug-impaired drivers out there than there are alcohol-impaired drivers. One of the issues that we have in Kansas and this entire country is identifying a drug-impaired driver, because the alcohol DUI is the one that we're always very comfortable with. As you consume drugs into your blood system, it's called passive diffusion. The drugs transfer from the blood into the oral fluid.
That was Kansas State Trooper Sean Haskins on KWCH News, where he says because more drugs coming into the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol is partnering with the company of Sotoxa, with many patrols now having the device in their vehicles to be able to test for drug usage on the site by putting a swab inside the mouth to collect oral fluid that goes into the unit and is able to test for six different types of drug families within 5 minutes.
We're checking for amphetamines, methamphetamines, cocaine. We're also checking for tetrahydrocannabinol, the active ingredient in marijuana that makes people high.
Mid-American Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. 4th of July celebrations are right around the corner, which means many cities across the state of Nebraska are preparing for their festivities, including the city of Hastings. They say they're set to celebrate their Independence Day parties starting at 5:30 on July 4th at Brickyard Park, where they say they'll have doubles cornhole tournaments, and reminding individuals that participation is a $20 per team and must be pre-registered by the end of this week on June 30th. They also say food trucks will be serving between 5:30 to 10 p.m., for the concert, including Luke Mills, performing between 7 to 10 p.m., and fireworks beginning at 10 p.m. The annual 4th of July parade at Fisher Fountain is also organized by the YWCA of Adams and will take place starting at 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. with the kids' parade, including decorated bikes, strollers, and scooters starting at noon. Also, a barbecue and raffles will begin with the YWCA programs. For more information on all the festivities for the city of Hastings, Nebraska, you can go to the website at cityofhastings.org.
Menards has what you need to give your bathroom a fresh look, complete with 11% off. Stop in and view our great selection of toilets from Elger. The Diplomat Tall Round Toilet has a powerful flush and a patented ever-clean surface, keeping your toilet cleaner longer. Right now, it's just $159.99 after 11% rebate. Good through July 4th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Thunderstorms Thursday morning rolled quickly across northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska with limited and widely varying amounts of rain, with just a trace in Marysville to well over an inch and a half, some parts in the Blue Rapids area. Gusty winds to 60 and 70 miles per hour, mainly along Highway 9 down some trees and power lines, with power out for several hours at some locations, notably in the Lynn, Greenleaf, and Barnes areas. Power poles were down on Eagle Road between 7th and 8th in Washington County. Several vehicle windows were reported broken at Valley Heights High School, and tree limbs were reported down in Blue Rapids and Frankfort, with some streets blocked. Limbs may be left curbside yet Friday in Blue Rapids, as well as Centralia. Half the town of Vermillion was without power, and Nemaha Marshall REA had some 30 customers affected, as did Bluestem Electric. Many reports of crop damage have been received. Marshall County commissioners have asked for updated information regarding the jail project and are scheduled to review estimates for options, including remodel and expansion of the current jail facility, at Monday's meeting at 10:30, and will further explore financing options for that or a new facility east of Marysville. The sheriff, architect, construction manager, and finance advisor will be in attendance. Hanover days of 49 run through Saturday. Two big parades, Friday at 6:30 and Saturday at 5:30, are planned. Matt Gendra is among organizers excited for the parades.
Oh, it's awesome because everybody, a lot of local businesses support it. People come from other towns, from quite a ways away, actually. And there's everything from supporting people's businesses to people just entering floats that are just kind of a fun, you know, jokingly good time, and everybody loves it. Everybody throws candy. The kids always enjoy it, and it's just one of those things that's always kind of been a part of the days of 49.
Along with the parades, free entertainments are planned with Luke Christensen Friday and the Joker Band Saturday night. Matt Gendra is a guest on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and talks about the days of 49, reminding folks Friday's parade is at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30 in Hanover.
Friday, the parade is going to be a very similar parade, except it's going to start, come right down here on Main Street in Hanover, starting at 6:30. After that, up at the fairgrounds too, there's going to be a cornhole tournament for anybody that wants to get involved in that with cash prizes. There's also going to be a kids' pedal pole, and that evening there's going to be a band, live music from Koopman Combo and Luke Christensen.
Fireworks in Waterville Monday will be at the ball field at 10, with free swimming Monday evening at the city pool from 6 until 9. Tuesday, Blue Rapids will host a photo hunt scavenger hunt beginning at 2:30 with registration at 2 on the square. Fireman's Barbecue Tuesday, serving 5 until 7 at the 4-H Achievement Center. The annual duck race is at 7 p.m. Get yours at Blue Rapids Auto and Hardware or First Commerce Bank with gift card and chamber bucks for the top three winners. Susie and the Reckless will perform free Tuesday evening 7 till 10 at the fairgrounds, with fireworks to follow, and the ball field concession stand will also be open. Details on Facebook at the City of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Washington's fireworks display will begin at 10 p.m. July 4th at the fairgrounds. Fireworks will be shot just south of the racetrack in the old baseball field. In the event of rain, it will be rescheduled Friday, July 7th. The historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville will bring back the road rally Tuesday, July 4th, with departures from the depot beginning at 10 a.m. as a fundraiser. Marysville Fireworks this year will be in conjunction with the Skyfest activities Saturday, July 8th. Shirley M. Spangler, age 88, of Axtell, passed away June the 8th. A funeral service is planned July 1st, 10 a.m. at the Mission Covenant Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shirley Spangler. Adam Casey Ingram, age 53, of Washington, passed away June 26th. A celebration of life service will be held July 15th at 2 p.m. at his residence, 2270 Rainbow Road, Washington, with a ward funeral home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Casey Ingram. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a pork tender, mashed potatoes, green beans, and applesauce. Monday's menu, a hamburger with tater tots, cucumber salad, and watermelon. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Blue Rapids is on the move.
A small town with a big heart.
We always invite you to join us as we move forward.
Take time to see our progress.
We'd love to have you.
Come see what we have to offer.
Around the town square or anywhere you might be.
Visit Blue Rapids, the small town with a big heart.
Celebrate July 4th this year in Blue Rapids. A scavenger hunt around the town square kicks off the day at 2 p.m., while the annual Fireman's Barbecue is at 5 in the 4-H building at the fairgrounds. Live music from Susie and the Reckless beginning at 7 p.m. at the Ball Diamonds with the annual duck race. And stick around as fireworks will end the evening at 10 p.m. as Blue Rapids invites you to come celebrate the 4th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and upper 90s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still continue into Saturday, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. And a slight chance for some scattered showers Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Some rain may linger early Sunday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Staying clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. A bit warmer throughout Monday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and mid 90s. And mostly clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. And a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Tuesday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. And some rain on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 89. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 68. And the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04. Bone dry again here this morning. We missed it yesterday, just to our south, went just to our north this morning. We had a sprinkle or two here at the studios, some precipitation scooting across southeast Nebraska rather quickly. That is diminishing and tracking further east. Again, 69 degrees this hour. Now let's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 30th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley Tempur-Pedic and LG Purple Mattresses. Queen size starting at just $277 with over 100 new mattresses in stock for immediate pickup or delivery with free shipping to your home on all products over $499. Get a better night's rest with savings from Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Astros and Dodgers dominate lowly competition. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Dodgers look to gain ground on the surging Diamondbacks in the NL West after Arizona's 6-1 defeat at the hands of the Rays earlier on Thursday, and did so in dramatic fashion. Led by four hits by the NL's designated hitter in the upcoming All-Star game, J.D. Martinez.
Here's 2-1, and a fly ball to right. Now hitting on back, it is gone!
The call on AM 570 LA Sports, homer number 301 of his career, the Dodgers thumped the Rockies 14-3. The Astros would put up 14 runs of their own at the expense of the Cardinals, thanks to a three-hit night by Alex Bregman.
The 2-1, and Bregman hits it well. It hits it deep to left field. Walker is going back, looking up. Grand slam!
The call on KBME, Kyle Tucker added 5 RBI of his own. The Astros shut out the Cards 14-0. More on the All-Star starters. Sean Murphy will start at catcher for the National League with Freddie Freeman, Luis Arraez, Orlando Arcia, and Nolan Arenado filling out the infield. And Ronald Acuna Jr., Corbin Carroll, and Mookie Betts in the outfield. For the junior circuit, Yandy Diaz will be at first alongside a near full Rangers infield. Semien, Seager, Young, and Heim being selected, with Mike Trout, Randy Arozarena, and Aaron Judge taking up posts in the outfield. Otani will DH and possibly start on the mound for the American League. Back to the on-the-diamond action, the Blue Jays hosting the Giants. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. getting his home run derby practice swings in early.
The 2-2. Swinging a high fly ball out to deep left field. Peterson back at the wall. Goodbye!
The call on Sportsnet 590, Blue Jays win 2-1. NBA news, James Harden has exercised his player option with the Sixers for next season as both sides seek a trade for the former MVP. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
It is back. Stop in and cool off with a free 32-ounce fountain drink every Friday when you buy 8 or more gallons of fuel exclusively at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Friday, June the 30th. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if it's Friday, it's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, friends, here we are. Look at those weeds. That's kind of a shame to be having weeds on your farm like that. I got to tell you, we had to wait till it dried up, and it almost dried up so quick that we can't hardly get the weeds now, but it's working pretty good. I'm real happy with the kill that we're getting here, and we're getting this land ready to plant in September the 2024 wheat crop. Crop better than this year's crop next July or June. I gotta tell you, folks, the harvest is moving across the state finally when it quit raining. The reports we're getting are pretty much the same. A lot of 25 bushel per acre wheat in the state of Kansas, in the western two-thirds of the state. The eastern two-thirds, 40 to 50 bushel wheat. So I gotta tell you, they got the rains on the east side of the state that we didn't get in the mid and the western part of the state at the right time for a good wheat crop. So folks, that's what we're doing out here on the Ponderosa, trying to get ready for 2024 wheat crop. We got a long ways to go, don't we? And yet we, can you imagine trying to get paid only once a year? That much spring time. Let me tell you also that we do have to, will you? Thanks for joining me out here on the Ponderosa.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. County fair season is around the corner, which means the responsibility of trying to keep livestock safe is around the corner, too. Kansas Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith discusses the importance of biosecurity around the farm and fairs. Knowledge on how to keep livestock's biosecurity strong at home and when traveling is important. Smith explains the importance of inspecting animals and making sure everything is accounted for before leaving the show.
Sure. So I think some of the big things is obviously just look your animals over. It's very exciting to be able to get to go to the shows and everything of that sort. But at the same time, we want to take healthy animals to the show. So if there's something there that doesn't look right, whether it's a lesion on the animal or whether they just don't feel good or something of that sort, you know, take that into account. And maybe this isn't the show we need to go to this time. So I think that's the first thing, is just make sure that we look at our animals and make sure they're in a healthy state before we ever load them on a trailer. The other one is just make sure that we have all the equipment we need. I mean, the last thing you want to get there is without what you need and then have to go beg and borrow it, and that's not a good idea either. So have what you have need. If you're crossing state lines, you need to make sure that you've got that certificate of veterinary inspection or health paper to be able to cross that state lines legally.
When coming home from a show, the safest thing to do is separate the animal from the rest of the group for a set amount of time. He talks about the importance of time livestock should be separated and how many days separated is best.
Most definitely. I think the big thing is just keep them separated. If you've got other animals at home, you know, designate a place on your farm that is what we quote-unquote call our isolation pen. May not be their normal pen that you're going to put them back into, you know, but have an extra stall or an extra pen over there to where you can keep them separate. If you could do it for 14 days, that's phenomenal. That may not be possible. If not, you know, any time period that you can put them through and separate them from the rest of your animals on the farm and monitor them a little more closely benefits you greatly. I mean, in the worst case scenario is you don't want to bring that disease home.
Smith discusses the benefits of being vigilant in terms of biosecurity and how it can be a safeguard.
So biosecurity is one of the things that you can be proactive. It is not a reactionary thing. And so if you can institute a strong and solid biosecurity plan, you have the ability to prevent a lot of problems. And you have the ability to basically prevent a lot of problems that could come your way. And so biosecurity is one of those things that we can do proactively, much like getting prophylactic vaccinations. It's that thing that you can do to safeguard yourself.
That was Kansas State Animal Health Commissioner Justin Smith about how important biosecurity is during the shows and travel from one operation to the next. In order to keep livestock safe and practice biosecurity, start making a relationship with your vet and contact your local extension office. To learn more, visit www.kansasdepartmentofagriculture-divisionofanimalhealth. I'm Baby Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Looking for new refreshment ideas for summer entertaining? How about brewing up some rhubarb punch? We share that recipe today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 30th, the 181st day of the year. Olympic swimming champ Michael Phelps has a birthday, and the first Chevy Corvette rolled off the assembly line on this day in 1953. Need to add some variety to your summer beverage repertoire? Here's a great recipe for rhubarb punch. Place a pound of rhubarb, washed, trimmed, and cut into chunks, into a saucepan with a cup of water and a cinnamon stick. Cook for 10 minutes. Strain and discard the rhubarb. Stir a cup of sugar into the remaining juice and chill. Now mix the syrup into a quart of water, along with a cup of pineapple juice and a half cup of fresh lemon juice, and serve. You can adjust the pucker power by adding more sugar. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find this recipe and more summer beverage ideas at almanac.com.
Celebrate National Dairy Month this and every June with your favorite dairy treat. With over 200 licensed dairy herds in the state of Kansas, you're closer than you think to a dairy producer. Containing essential nutrients and 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy is a nutritional powerhouse and an important part of a well-balanced lifestyle. A reminder to thank a dairy producer, and that June is National Dairy Month, from Oldie Dairy Farms, family-owned and operated since 1955, strengthening lives through ag production with Oldie Family Farms. Washington Veterinary Clinic, providing the best quality and preventive care for your pets and livestock for over 60 years. A.J. Smith's Dairy of Axel, a family-owned farm for over 30 years. Thank a dairy farmer today during National Dairy Month. A reminder to thank a producer this and every June during National Dairy Month.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Dozen and a half raindrops with this morning's round of showers. A little more activity north up, pushed through southeast Nebraska. 69, cloudy, overcast this hour. Seasonal highs near 90 on tap for your Friday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Kansas City Royals have narrowed it down to 2 locations where the new stadium will be. One of them is an East Village site just east of the Kansas City Police Department headquarters and northeast of 12th and Cherry. Also a site in North Kansas City near 18th Avenue and Fayette. Majority owner John Sherman said that they'll have an answer by the end of this summer. Well, former Wichita State player Torrey Murray is reportedly heading to the Philadelphia 76ers as an associate coach to help out new 76ers head coach Nick Nurse. Murray went undrafted in the 2012 NBA draft, found himself playing in the NBA G League, and later made his way to play for 3 different NBA teams, the New York Knicks, Utah Jazz, and the Washington Wizards. Wichita State also made the news yesterday as it got announced that one of the American Athletic Conference championships will be held in Wichita. It'll be May 8th through the 11th, and it'll be softball at Wilkins Stadium. That's a look at your sports here for the Kansas Mid-America Network.
Wildcat fans, K-State football single game tickets are on sale now. Don't miss the action as your 2022 Big 12 champs defend their title this fall in the Bill. Prices start at just $30 for the home opener September 2nd. Don't wait to order as prices are subject to change. Reserve your seat today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
KNDY.
Mind if I sit down? Can I buy you a round? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old.
you're not in it for love, I'm out of here. Make you a cover girl. Yeah, you could be a plane in a magazine. Now tell me what's your sign. Oh, I made the same old line. I'll be a number four if you change your mind.
I stood before God, my family.